We do more of that classified hiring throughout the year, but this is a big time. And with Fort Hays being back this week, I'm hoping we couldn't do it without Fort Hays and those students, and especially those who are going into education, we're able to tap into them as a resource.
USD 49 is settling into the school year. Assistant Superintendent Shanna Dinkle stops by to talk about how things are going so far on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Grateful to be a weekend. I know, I think everybody starts a little different times around the community. Victoria started yesterday, Ellis today, but yeah, I'm glad we're a weekend. It's been a good start. I have to give shout out to all of our custodial staff and all of our teachers for just being patient as we have progress with improvement of building and facilities. That always comes with growing pains. So I know our elementary schools, all but Lincoln, were technically closed over the summer. And if you remember back to elementary days or having kids, you know how amazing those elementary teachers are, and wanting to have everything ready and rooms prepped. And some of them were working day and night, you know, the 3 days prior to the start of school, and just wanting to make it special for the kids. So a lot of heroic efforts were put into making that happen. And so just a shout out, but yeah, it's going well. And again, all of our staff did amazing things to help make it be a good start for our kids.
Yeah. And it's always a grab bag at the beginning of the school semester as well, too, on how the kids' reactions are going to be to going back to school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're either really, really excited and ready to see their friends and ready to get into the swing of things, or it's kind of a mixed bag of, why do I have to go back?
Yeah. So as parents, yeah, they probably a week in, they're like, oh, is it summer yet? You know, like, yep. It's exciting at first, but then, yeah, some of that excitement wears off. But yeah, I don't think it's cool to want to go to school. So I think secretly they all want to go back.
I disagree with you, but then again, I'm a huge nerd. So that's beside the point.
You mentioned the classified staff there. You guys are starting off the year from, I think Ron Wilson said, faculty, teaching staff wise, you guys are good. But yes. Still looking for some of the classified folks, right?
Yes, we are. And they play such an instrumental role. It's really difficult to do everything that we need to do for kids without having those instructional aides, classified staff, whether that be, you know, paraeducators in the special ed rooms or our English learners. You know, we always have postings for food service and transportation and all those things. But it just really is, if it, just a shout out there for anyone who is listening or knows of someone who is interested in you know, working at some hours. Is a great schedule, especially if you have kids, the flexibility and having that same calendar. You know, we have done some things with our wages to try to stay competitive. We can never pay those people enough. They're underpaid for what they do, but we really value them and see them as such an important partner in, you know, how we support kids and educate kids. So everything can be found on our, you know, USD 489 employment page, and reach out to our HR department. But it really is hard to do our job and do what we know kids need without all the people, you know, there and helping out.
Mm-hmm. Do you basically have to hire those folks on like a just all year long, or is it because I know like teachers come in, they have their 9-month contract. Right. But is it just like an ongoing process with everyone else?
There is obviously more turnover, and we do more of that classified hiring throughout the year. But this is a big time. And with Fort Hays being back this week, I'm hoping we couldn't do it without Fort Hays and those students, and especially those who are going into education, we're able to tap into them as a resource. So, you know, they started a little bit after us. And so as those students get settled and know their schedules, we're hoping that, you know, some of them will apply. So it still is the positions we're looking for work the school calendar year. So we don't do a lot of those hiring too early in the summer because, you know, something may come up or plans may change. So we really do target it here in August. But the other position is subs. We are always, you know, you can always be added to our sub list. And that's so important that we have substitutes who can come in for teachers when they need to be gone with their own kids and families for reasons, or when we do some different, you know, professional learning and training, So substitutes are always something that we're in need of as well.
You know, I've always been curious about that. Do your subs generally work every day, or is it more of a like a true fill-in? Maybe you're once a week, once every couple of weeks. How does that work for them?
Yeah, well, that's what's, you know, I think a real benefit of being a sub is you choose. So you have ownership of going in and saying, I can do this. Yes, I can work this day. Can't work this day. But we do also need those long-term subs when we have maternity leaves or just different situations. You know, we've had a lot of turnover in staff. So we have a lot of young teachers with families who are growing or starting their families. So you can also work some long-term duties, assignments as well. And then we take into account that when you're a long-term sub, you're there. The teacher is not for an extended period. So there's actually a higher rate than just that daily where you come in because you're doing more of the planning, some of the grading, just some of those extra duties. Because when one of our teachers is off for whatever extended leave, they should be away and they should take care of what they need to take care of. So, you know, we have allowed for that by paying a higher rate for that. So the flexibility, I think, of subbing does lend itself and is attractive. So hopefully some people will check that out.
Yeah. Yeah. I always thought, because the pay is, I don't want to get into the pay details here on air, but, you know, I've always found the pay to be generally competitive with any other professional job you'd be out there. But then the flexibility of it, yeah, it's such a cool, like, you know, if you had just Mondays or Tuesdays available, maybe you work, you know, a Saturday or a Wednesday through Sunday schedule.
Right.
You got those 2 days.
Yes.
What else, you know?
And even those Fort Hays students, you know, if they're far enough into their studies and they have, you know, the hours to apply for an emergency sub, a lot of times, you know, a day here, a day there, it's not bad money. So,
yeah, I did real quick want to maybe talk about some of those requirements. I know you have to have some college under your belt, from my understanding.
Yes.
Maybe 60 credit hours?
60 hours is for an emergency sub. And then if you have a degree, there are different levels of that. But yeah, that's all licensed through KSDE. So people can check that out. But yeah, that would be the 60 hours is the minimum requirement. Yeah.
Okay. You know, we got to talk about this as well. Change of topics a little bit, but this is really important. Coming up soon, Russ Tuttle will be here presenting. We heard a little bit about this from the Ellis County Health Department. Kim Reel kind of shared some details, but I know we wanted to talk about it again today because the schools are an important part of this conversation when you talk about child sex trafficking and just some of the ways that we can stop it. You guys are instrumental in this, and I know you've had a part in helping bring this to the community too, right?
Yes. Well, Russ Tuttle, a little history there. We actually brought him to the district 5 or 6 years ago, and Marianne Shorman was at a state nursing conference. And that's kind of what happened with Kim Reel. Whoever goes and hears Russ Tuttle talk at any type of conference or setting, he strikes a chord with, oh my gosh, you know, more people need to hear this. Our kids need to hear this. This is such an important topic. So he came. So he had been in our district. Again, it's been 5 or 6 years. We had been visiting with Wonder Woman League. I know Marianne Shorman's part of that. But, you know, as part of that, mothers, grandmothers, they all want to keep their kids, our kids, safe online and do what we can as parents. And so we had been talking about possibly bringing him back. And then Kim Reel had been somewhere and heard Russ Tuttle and then, you know, reached out far and wide, which is good because it's not just a school thing. She probably shared Hayes Meds getting involved, the local law enforcement. It really, Russ Tuttle wants to talk to caring adults in the community. And we're all caring adults because these kids are all our kids and we all need to be aware and alert. And so he will present, and we would like as many adults in the community to attend his event, which is going to be Sunday, September 17th at Beach Schmidt Auditorium. There'll be more information coming out, but we will ask parents to come. Again, people in the community. His topic for the adults is really an awareness of what it's like to be a teen and life online, not even a teen, but life online for our kids. If they have a device and they're out there, then we need to be aware of what it's like and what's coming at them. And then also what actions we can take to help keep them safe and keep other kids safe as well. So that's really important. And then, yes, we've started visiting with TMP and Holy Family. And then actually tomorrow, Kim Real Holy Family, TMP, and then the Ellis and Victoria private and public schools will all visit about the possibility of having him speak to our students. And Russ does a really good job as far as designing age-appropriate information. So there's a K-2 group we'll do with Hayes, our K-2 students, 3-5, and then a middle school and a high school. And so it really is engaging, and it's just something that I think is so important. I know the Sound of Freedom movie was out, so the timing of that and those who saw that. So our kids, we just need to help protect them and realize the vulnerability that they're under being online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an important topic. Again, we'll look for that information coming out as we move forward, but that's September 17th, a Sunday. Mark your calendar so you don't want to miss that. We've got just a minute or so left, and I know there's one other thing. Jeff and I talked a little bit about it earlier this morning, and of course we heard from the Hayes Chamber. They're having their Education Appreciation Dinner coming up on Tuesday.
Yes, I just glanced at the flyer. It's been 35 years, which is just amazing, and the Chamber does a great job of targeting different groups within our community and just showing appreciation, but I can't express just how valuable and it really, really, really is a great treat for our teachers, our educators. And so I'd like to thank the Chamber and everyone who sponsors, because I know it takes the sponsors to do that. But they really, for teachers, when we do PD, we don't always get wined and dined. And I think the whole atmosphere of being at the Rose Garden and having, you know, food and drinks and just being celebrated, we all desire that. And so it really, it's just an amazing thing. And it'll be next Tuesday. It's coming up quickly. But again, I just would like to thank the Chamber and all the sponsors and the community, everyone who helps support our schools, not here just in Hayes, but in all of our area communities too. So.
Excellent. Yeah, it's going to be a great night, and hopefully everybody enjoys it. As we were talking about this earlier, though, we realized probably none of the educators are actually hearing us because they're in the classroom
right now.
If you know somebody out there that's an educator, make sure they know that this event's coming
up. We get the word out. We got the flyers posted.